Proclamation number 8937 of 17th of February, 1965. God alone knows about the togetherness of substances. The fact that you once voluntarily distanced yourselves from me could not remain without consequences for you, for being close to me also guaranteed you life, whereas you subsequently fell into a state of death. And life could only be when my ray of love flooded through you, but which you rejected and robbed yourselves of life. You therefore severed all relations with me in freedom of will, and what therefore placed itself outside of me, what stepped out of my eternal order, the lost life, because only my power radiation guarantees a life. If this can no longer touch the being, then it gives itself death, therefore it hardens in its substance and becomes completely lifeless through it. This is therefore actually to be understood by the fall into the abyss, for since the being lost all ego consciousness, since my love dissolved it and the strength once radiated out of me was now used for creations of all kinds. Since the original beingness was therefore dissolved into countless little particles, all these entities only existed insofar as I alone knew which particles belonged to the fallen original spirit again, and I alone also let the being walk across earth again as a human being, who now shelters the fallen original spirit in himself as a soul. Do you know what this means, that the spirit of light is in you, which was emitted out of me in the beginning, but which was in death for eternities and which nevertheless once again holds all substances in itself, only that it is still in darkness at the beginning of the embodiment as man, which is without all knowledge, but has the possibility to procure it again when it wants it? And all earthly creations are the same. Spiritual beings which have come to death, which in innumerable fragmentations form exactly those creations which fill the whole universe. And I know about everything, about the degree of development those substances have reached. Nothing is alien to me, and I arrange all substances again such that in the end every fallen original spirit comes to life again, that it then also receives self-awareness and can recognize itself as once having come forth from me. But it belongs to it that man makes an effort to live in my will, that he again reshapes himself to love, because only then through my love illumination he again reaches the knowledge, which he once gave away voluntarily, that he then again brings all divine qualities in him to development, that he again reaches perfection, which was originally his own as divine gift. Then man has brought about in free will what I myself could not create. He has transformed himself out of a work of my love into my child, and this becoming children was also the reason why I did not prevent the beings from the apostasy to the abyss, why I gave Thewell free rein when it turned against me, only that they had to pay for this apostasy from me with unspeakable suffering and agony, for the sin against me was the rejection of my strength of love, without which the being could not exist and therefore became wretched. That my mercy was nevertheless meant for this spiritual and created possibilities for it to be able to cover the walk up, emerges from my unlimited love, which is meant for all beings, which my will once has put out. And that this love will also once reach the destination, that is certain, because nothing can resist my love forever. It wants us to surrender to it. Amen.